You know, if you've been listening long, we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. These things are not always the things that people want to hear, but they are what they need to hear, because if you think the darkness has come heavily so far, we've just seen the initial brush with the storm clouds. They're going to get much darker, just as the scripture says, gross darkness will cover the people. But remember that if we're walking in holiness and in righteousness, remember, His glory will be seen upon you. That's right, His glory will be seen upon you. And you will be part of that victorious army, not defeated by the demonic strongholds. A big thank you to Jim Gall for joining us. And friends, send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Don't wait for the other guy to do it. He's not doing it. So you ask the Lord what He would have you to give and send it to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Remember, the just shall live by faith.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, well, they were supposed to be the views of our good friend Bob Chapman, who's with us every Monday evening at this time, but he missed the program this afternoon, and we were rather worried about Bob. Got an email from his wife, though, and he apparently had mouth surgery and oral surgery, and then he lost his voice, so he wasn't going to be able to do either program. So for the next hour, the views expressed here at Radio Liberty are going to be your views. So give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. It's going to be open lines. But we can start out really talking about the American economy. And contrary to everything they're telling you, oh, things are looking up. My goodness, things are so good for General Motors. General Motors made $3.2 billion last year. $3.2 billion, you know. And the government's investing in General Motors was certainly warranted, and they've done a wonderful job. Well, of course, a large part of that $3.2 billion really wasn't from producing cars. It really was from selling off assets, and they sold off some of their major assets, transmission companies and other things that they've had, and so they've had to divest themselves of assets. So if you take that out, why General Motors made about $1.7 billion last year, and about $900 million of that was in China, about $100 million in other places throughout the world, Africa and Europe, and they actually lost money in Europe. And then what about the United States? Well, there was about $700 million that they made here, and of course they did that by building the Volt car. Remember, this is the new electric car built under the auspices of the government. After all, the government pushed a czar over GM, and he laid out what they were going to do, and so they built. They were going to build 100,000 Volt cars. Now, it's a $41,000 four-place car. It's the batteries are right down the middle of the car, a terrible place for the batteries. But you can only get four people in the car, not five or six, for a $41,000 car. And then, of course, the only way they could sell them was for the government to give about a $7,000 refund on every car. So that's Oh, well, that's about a $700 million subsidy so they could make, you know, their 1,000-volt cars, and still nobody wants to buy them. And so General Electric, and of course the fellow who runs General Electric, is working very closely with the administration, and so they're going to buy 50,000 of the 100,000-volt cars. And basically, of course, they're not making any money at all. But we can't let the American people know that. You're supposed to believe that everything is fine and dandy. The economy is improving, and there are a lot more jobs, my goodness. But then the unemployment rate went up, and I can't figure out why, when there are so many more jobs, that the unemployment rate went up from 8.8 to 9%. But we're not supposed to ask simple questions. You're supposed to believe what you're told. The economy is improving. The GDP is rising. Unemployment is doing very, very well. Inflation is low. And the economy is doing fine. Companies are beginning to take people back on. The job market looks good. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's all a lie. And in fact, the whole world economic system is collapsing. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, this is the open lines on Monday. A little unusual, but since Bob Chapman isn't here and I have nothing specifically to discuss, why it'll be.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Liberty or 464-8295, and let's go to Ed calling from Spokane. Hi, Ed, how are you doing, and what would you like to talk about?
Well, I was wondering if you were aware or knew something about admiralty law. I read an article not too long ago that was very disturbing because it when there is a gold fringe around an American flag, it becomes a battle flag. And so you are no longer under the Constitution.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. In the courts today, they do not abide by the Constitution. They go by admiralty law, which, of course, gives tremendous power to the admiral, to the captain of the ship, or to the judge. And, of course, that means that you are not operating under the Constitution. You're certainly operating under judicial mandates, and the average individual doesn't understand that, although you can request a constitutional trial. The judge won't like it. Nobody's going to know what you're talking about. Everybody thinks you're going to loony bin, but you actually have that right to request a constitutional trial and to challenge the stability of the situation there. Because, of course, admiralty courts, which is what most court hearings in the United States are carried out under administrative law rather than constitutional law.
And not knowing that, you could really make a fool of yourself in court trying to stand on the your constitutional rights, etc., if you didn't know what was going on. And I was pretty shocked.
Well, you see, everything is to conceal the truth from the American people. The average lawyer is never taught about the Constitution in law school. He is taught what the judges have said about the Constitution, but I've talked to a number of lawyers who have never once read the Constitution or understand its precepts. And unfortunately, why, of course, there's been an effort to corrupt our judicial system, just as there's been an effort to corrupt our media, our educational system, our government, our banking system, our corporations. And, of course, unfortunately, you will have a difficult time getting a fair and impartial court judge. Now, you may get a good judge, and I hope and pray that you do, but you may get one who will go right along with the system. You pay your money, you pay your chance, you know, take your chances, and what we need, of course, are men who fear God and will follow the Constitution, not those who are in the judicial system, because, of course, this is a way of getting ahead and making a lot of money and being very prestigious and being known as the honorable. Some of these men are honorable, but many of them are not. And basically, in Southern California, there's a lawyer who's been sent to prison on a number of occasions because he's pointed out that many of the judges in Southern California are actually taking bribes in return for their cases. And I think that I've forgotten what the fellow's name. Somebody could probably call in, something like Fine or something. But they put him in prison several times. He's been a judge. He's a lawyer. And pointing out that the judges in Southern California, many of them are taking certainly financial rewards for going along with the system. That is the state we're in today. But what would you expect in a nation that had turned its back on God? When they took God and prayer and the Bible out of our schools, why, and there is no absolutes, anything goes, anything expedient. We're in real trouble today. Half of our marriages end in divorce. 40% of our children are born out of wedlock. We're trying to tell the American people that homosexuality and the sadism and masochism and cruelty that go into this certain forms of homosexuality are perfectly normal. And they're not normal. And then, of course, heterosexual sin is wrong, too. But we never even talk about sin anymore. It's a matter of individual choice. And don't we all have an individual choice? And we're simply seeing the end result of what happens when a nation turns its back on God. Hey, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, Ed, I hope you don't get into court, because if you do, you'll see ordinarily your flag will have a gold fringe. And you're under admiralty law rather than constitutional law.
A couple of weeks ago, there was a picture on TV or on the internet of Obama standing in front of six American flags, and they all had gold fringes.
Right. But you see, the average individual doesn't know these things. There's so many things the average individual doesn't know because the media is controlled by six major corporations, AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom, Disney, Fox, and certainly Comcast now controls NBC. And they all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations, which was formed in 1921 as a front for a secret society founded in the occult and dedicated to world government, and nobody is going to attend to that. Absolutely no one. But you can verify that on pages 951, 952 of Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. And I will tell you, I spent many weeks back at the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations at 58th Street in New York City, going through the records, and it's really scary. I don't think any of your other communicasters or talk show hosts ever bothered to do that sort of thing, but in the days when I was young and foolish and was trying to get the information together, and I didn't even know why I was doing it. I just felt compelled to do it, and I'm so glad I did because it gives me the opportunity to convey these ideas to you and to other people who are trying to figure out what's going on today. But the whole purpose is to destroy the moral foundation of our society and convert us into really basically a post-Christian society, and then, of course, into this new world occult order that they want.
Well, and your introduction where you always say illusion is king, my understanding is that we've basically been under admiralty law since like something like 1933 or 1934, and I was born in 1937, so I have to realize that I lived most of my life under illusion because I thought we were the good guys and the guys with the white hat.
Well, we are the good guys. It's simply that the bad guys have taken control of our government, our military, our banks, our corporations, our educational system. But it's time we took America back, and you've got to help me educate the American people. They have to understand that you can't understand anything going on unless you understand there really are secret societies. There really is a conspiracy, and they poo-poo the idea, but, I mean, you cannot understand anything unless you understand that there are secret societies like Skull and Bones. And when you've got, you know, in the year 2004, two members of the secret society running for the presidency, one is a Democrat and one a Republican, when Tim Russert asked both candidates, George W. Bush and John Kerry, about the secret society they belong to, and both of them said, oh, it's just too secret to discuss. And then you remember what happened to Tim Russert. Our telephone number, 1-888, and it could be just coincidence. He might have just up and died. People die all the time, especially after they ask about secret societies on nationwide television. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Isn't it interesting that nobody else in the media had the courage to bring up the subject of the secret occult Luciferian society that both George Bush and John Kerry belong to other than Tim Russert? Well, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. Anyway, we live in a fallen world, Ed. Our whole job is to try to make people understand what's going on and hope that God will at some time intervene, and I hope he will intervene for the better rather than for the worse.
Well, and that's our only hope.
Amen to that. Well, at least we... we know that more and more people are becoming aware of what's going on. And as things get worse economically, and they are going to get worse economically, and a lot more people are going to lose their homes, and a lot more people are going to lose their jobs. And even if you don't, why, of course, the inflation that is coming right now, the inflation rate's running about 10%. I really believe it'll be 14 or 15% by the end of this year because the producer price index, I know 3 or 4 months ago, was running at 14%. Now, that's what it costs to produce goods in the United States. All the goods that are coming in from overseas are going up 2 or 3% a month. I mean, these are our imports. This is going to be, we're going to have probably 15% inflation by the end of this year and 20 to 25% inflation next year. It doesn't take very long before they destroy the value of everything you spent your whole life working for if you have your wealth are mediated in paper dollars. And believe me, as Mr. Ken Fromm told my friend Lindsay Williams, we do not use paper money. We have our own money. And Lindsay says, well, what's that? He said, gold and silver. Paper money is worth the paper it's printed on. And I think Ken Fromm's advice was pretty good. He was dying of cancer at that time. He had no reason not, of course, to tell Lindsay the truth. In fact, I had the same experience with a man many years ago. He was a doctor in the community where I live, and he was a part of the upper echelons, the secret element of masonry up above the 33rd degree. And he sort of toyed with me. He gave me a lot of information about where the Masons hold their secret meetings and certainly what they do, always inferring all sort of an aura of mystery. And I think in some ways Ken Fromm was doing that with Lindsay, although I think he was very accurate telling him that in 4 to 6 months there'd be a major conflict in the Middle East, and look what's going on there now. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. He also told Lindsay that the price of oil was going to go up to $150 to $200 a barrel, and then they were going to open up the oil here in the United States, and I think it's coming, only a matter of time. Ed, anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
No, that was what I wanted to ask about, because, you know, I know you're quite a researcher, and I like it seems so.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
We're many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
You'd like to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. The number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Hi, John. Question or comment?
Yes, I was wondering, since we are under admiralty law, does that mean that we already have a police state?
Well, it means that the judge certainly will be the determinant, much more so than the Constitution. Now, I will tell you that there, since the Tea Party and the last elections, I think the judges are talking more about the Constitution than they ever have before. But most judges are bound by legal precedent rather than the Constitution. Not what the Constitution said, but what judges have said about the Constitution. And that's wrong. The judge cannot change the Constitution. He can change its meaning on one case. But if you want to change the Constitution, we have a means of doing it, and that is by the amendment process. Unfortunately, there have always been people within the judicial system who wanted a judicial tyranny, and it already started at Harvard probably about 100 years ago. And they actually, of course, said, well, really the law is not what the Constitution says. It's what the judges say the Constitution is, and that's wrong, and it's immoral. It's time we took America back from judicial tyranny. If you don't like the Constitution, amend it. But you do not have the right to change it simply because somebody wearing a black robe says, well, I don't like that. It's outmoded. Society has changed. Fine, if society has changed, that amend the Constitution. So we got a real problem because most Americans really believe that the law is what the judge says it is not. The law is what the Constitution says. And you don't have to have a law degree to know what it says. And you need to understand that there are, really are people with the judicial system who've embraced this concept of the New World Order and what's expedient rather than, of course, what is just. So anything else, John?
Don't we have an obligation to rebel against this situation we got?
No, we have an obligation to speak against it, but not to rebel against it. Let me just get our number out. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What we need to do is speak out against it, and we have an obligation to speak against it and to try to educate others. I don't know if you saw 60 Minutes last night, but they had a section on there on the sovereign citizen movement. And we've had a lot of people who wanted to push this philosophy on my radio program. I just wouldn't let them because basically, of course, they are people who adhere to the Constitution, but they don't want to pay their taxes, and they believe you have a right to shoot people in government who are interfering with your rights, and that's wrong. I mean, so many people in law enforcement and elsewhere, you know, are simply, they're just doing what they've been told is their job. They've been given faulty instructions. I had my fellow works for me today. I was driving to work, and his radiator went on him, and he was putting out steam. A police officer pulled him over, and because he got out of the car to point out to the officer what was going on, the officer handcuffed him. The officer is living in fear. He might be a sovereign citizen. He might have a gun. He's going to get out of the car to shoot the police officer. What they're doing, and I think a lot of the sovereign citizen movement, has been created by the enemies of freedom because they want people to be antagonistic. towards police and the police to be antagonistic towards the towards the citizenry. The idea of doing these raids, you know, where they go in with guns blazing rather than knock at the door because, oh, somebody might flush the drugs down the toilet. Believe me, the biggest purveyor of drugs in America and the world today is a certain sections in our own CIA. And why do you think that the Taliban were able to stop the drug trafficking and crops over in Afghanistan, but when the Americans have almost a quarter of a million troops there between our troops and our contract workers and the NATO, and we can't stop the drug trade? What does that suggest to you? Maybe we are trying to? No, basically, of course, the CIA is in, but a certain component involved in the drug trade. If you haven't read the books, Drugging America, Defrauding America, but you can go up on the Internet. All sorts of information there on the CIA and drugs. And then in the name of course, fighting drugs, where we have to have these no-knock raids where they break into your home, but come in with guns blazing, and then, of course, the people defend themselves, and they want this antagonism between the citizens and the police. Hang on, we'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Decision recently in Indiana where a man, of course, was subjected to a no-knock search. They came into his home and with their guns blazing, and he had a gun, and he shot certainly because they didn't identify themselves, they didn't show a warrant, and they hit him with about 30 or 40 shots and killed him, and the family sued, and the judges said, well, you know, you don't have a right to resist the police. Well, you don't even know they're the police. You don't know who's breaking into your home. We got a real problem, and I think we need to analyze what's going on. We need to speak out against it. And we need to try to get a situation where the police and the citizens realize, of course, we complement one another rather than we fear one another. But the only way we're going to change that is change the training of our police officers today, because, of course, there's a conscious effort by those who want a dictatorship to encourage this move towards the police state. And I also share your concern, Bill, about this regional idea, this whole idea of converting us from 50 individual sovereign states into 10 regions under the federal government. God bless, and thanks so much for calling. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Well, what's going on with the 10, with the region thing, and also with the commercial mobile alert system where they are going to manufacture the cell phones with chips in them because they want to put presidential announcements on people's cell phones, text messages, and make the device so in order to use it, you have to read the message, or you have to, if it has a video capacity, watch the message of the president. That kind of seems like having an imperial Fuhrer being able to communicate to everyone. That is definitely what we don't want technological capacities to be used for. But they have this all planned under FEMA. And
Bill, but it's all to protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden. Well, now they've killed Osama bin Laden, so they got to protect us from the wicked Zawahiri, or maybe it'll be the wicked Idi Amin, or maybe it'll be who knows. They'll come up with somebody for us to be fearful of. They always have to have an enemy. So Machiavelli wrote about that in his book, The Prince. George Orwell wrote about that in 1984. It was a fellow named Goldstein. Everybody had to be afraid of Goldstein because he was Big Brother's enemy. Osama bin Laden, in my opinion, has been dead probably for 6 or 8 years, but we had to keep him alive, and now we've killed him off. But they'll come up with a new enemy. Right now, we're in the process of stirring up a rebellion all throughout the Near East and the Middle East in preparation for the war with the Muslim world. And your job is to convince people this is what's happening. And as people begin to see this happening and begin to understand this is all contrived, your job is to get them to think. And if you can get them to listen to our programs, or Alex, or Joyce, or John Leffler, or the others, and get them onto the Internet reading our newsletters, and basically, more and more people are learning. Our job is to do this as quickly as we can, because, believe me, we're in a race against time. Thanks so much for calling, Bill. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But this whole war on terror has been created. What you think you saw on September 11th, 2001, was not what you saw. Because if they lied about one thing, they lied about everything. And if you watch Building 7 come down at 5:20 in the afternoon, and you realize, of course, the first thing you do when you're a controlled demolition is you take out the central supports of the building so the walls will collapse in, and you watch Building 7 begin to come down. The first thing that happens is the center of the roof collapses down, and then the base of the building disappears. Typical controlled demolition. Tony from San Jose, do you have a question or comment?
Well, yeah. Hi, Dr. Stan. Yeah, I wanted to make a few comments on the Admiralty Law, but since you were talking about Building Number 7, I've got to chime in on that, too. I think one of the most telling things about Building Number 7 coming down the way it did was the reporter Ed from BBC reporting live about how Building Number 7 had collapsed 20 minutes before it actually collapsed, with the building in the background. You can see it. And she was describing how it had collapsed 20 minutes earlier. I was just wondering how she knew that. that that was going to happen.
Well, there are a lot of strange things that happened that day. And basically, a lot of people who knew something about what happened there were threatened. Jimmy Walters was a multimillionaire, put out $8 million of his own money, running ads in the New York Times and New York Television, pointing out that there's no way that those steel-reinforced buildings could have come down the way they did. No steel-reinforced building throughout all history has ever come down simply because of a fire. And this was not one. Three of them came down. And, of course, we're told, of course, that the Twin Towers came down because, of course, of the pancake effect. But it would be the superincumbent weight of the upper floors above the level where, of course, the planes crashed that would drive this down. And yet, if you look at what happened, and of course, you on the South Tower, well, you see the still films, where the top of 20 floors start to tilt to one side, ready to fall off, and then suddenly they disappear. In other words, they explode, they vaporize. And certainly, if this was a pancake effect, you would not have the voluminous clouds of vaporized smoke, of cement. That's vaporized cement. You would crush the cement, but you wouldn't vaporize it, and you wouldn't have vaporized over 1,000 bodies. And they wouldn't have blown fragments of those bodies, you know, thousands of feet away to adjacent tops of buildings several hundred feet away from there. A pancake collapse would have squished the bodies. This was a controlled demolition. You can actually see, I mean, heavy beams probably weighing a ton or so, being blown to the side. You don't do that with a pancake collapse. They killed those people in the buildings. The murderers are still on the loose. Anything else, Tony?
Well, like I said, I wanted to comment on Admiralty Law because you had a few callers talking about that.
Go right ahead.
Well, one of the things that I've noted over the years is that even when you go into the churches, they fly the Admiralty flags on their background of the pulpits.
But that's because they really don't know, and because the Admiralty flag's prettier because it's got that nice gold fringe. They really don't understand.
I brought that up a few times, and you're absolutely right. But the one thing that is kind of, well, I don't know, maybe most people understand the difference between Admiralty Law and common law, but the main difference as it applies to us is that under Admiralty Law, there's this thing that's called forced compliance. In other words, like, Admiralty Law is in the Constitution. I mean, there's two jurisdictions of law in the Constitution. There's common law, and then there's Admiralty Law. Admiralty Law is supposed to be for the military. And it would also be the rule of Congress in the District of Columbia. In other words, Congress has total jurisdiction to do anything they want in the District of Columbia. Forced compliance. In other words, they can tell you what to do. Like if you're in the military, you must follow orders. You don't have any real constitutional rights. You can't say you have constitutional rights. You have to do what you're told. That's why... By us being under Admiralty Law, they can say, well, you have to wear a seatbelt, or you have to wear a helmet if you ride a motorcycle, or you have to pay this income tax on your labor. You know, you must do these things. It's forced compliance. Now, under the Constitution, you have a place to bring this up to a judge, and it's under the Sixth Amendment, where you have a right to know the cause and nature of any offense. You have the right to know whether it's a criminal charge against you or if it is a civil charge. And you have a right to know the jurisdiction, whether it's admiralty law or common law. You can only do that at an arraignment. Now, the problem is that most judges don't have any concern for the Constitution at all. And if you bring it up, and you try to get them to uphold the law, they will hold you in contempt of court and put you in jail. So we really have a lawless situation. And
Well, they do, but of course you have the law on your side, and you can challenge that, and I know people who have, and eventually the judges will back down, because the last thing they want is for the public to learn the truth. And that is, of course, that they exceed their jurisdiction, and they themselves then become lawless. So everything you've said is true, Tony, other than what you can, it's in the arraignment, demand constitutional a law rather than admiralty law. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, you have to be extremely skillful at this matter.
Right.
It's not for amateurs.
You're absolutely right.
And any time you go into court and you try to do anything like this, like what, regardless of whatever it is, you have to be sure you have an independent court reporter who you pay for, not the court's own reporter. There was a fellow, I think his name was Harold Freeman, if I remember right. I know Freeman was the last name, but he went into this... for quite a long time, up into his 80s and 90s, and he was quite successful. But it's not your ordinary person to try and challenge this. You have to be very skillful and really know what to ask and how to go about it.
You're absolutely right, and but we don't have time to get into the whole background, but I appreciate the fact you're bringing it up, and I hope it'll get some of our listeners wanting to look into it more. But you can spend all of your time fighting it that way. I'd far rather expose the conspiracies and the secret societies that are behind taking us away from constitutional and common law into the admiralty law. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Tony. Always good to hear from you. And let's go to Jimmy, who's calling from Florida. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And this gets us into this whole subject of the sovereign citizens, and these are people who mean very well, but unfortunately, they're never going to be successful because people don't even know what they're talking about. And as long as we have an affluent, wonderful society, why, and the government is not making your life miserable, why, most people really aren't going to be concerned. Of course, as things get worse, as the economy begins to collapse, as we move increasingly towards a police state, away from individual freedom, and in the name of protecting ourselves from whoever the Ahmadinejad, the wicked Ahmadinejad, oh, he's going to take away our freedom. That's why we've got to take away the freedom of the American people, to protect us from the wicked Ahmadinejad, who wants to take away the freedom of the American people. Well, anyway, let's go to Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy. How are we doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. You got a question or comment?
You, a few nights ago, you were talking about the murder of Mel, you were talking about John Kennedy and Marilyn Monroe.
Right,
Okay,
And John, not only John Kennedy, but Bobby Kennedy.
John Mitchell.
What's that?
And he visited him in federal prison in Montgomery, Alabama. And John Mitchell told my friend that Marilyn Monroe died of an overdose of barbiturates, but that was injected into her rectum so they wouldn't show in the bloodstream. That's how they killed her.
I think you're probably right. There's a wonderful BBC documentary that goes in the background of that, and you'll actually hear the coroner talking about that very thing, how they did it. I think it was probably Sam Giancano. Of course, he was working for the CIA, and they wanted to get rid of Marilyn. She was an embarrassment. And after all, here you had the President of the United States sleeping with Marilyn Monroe, who was also sleeping with Sam Giancano. And he was also sleeping with Judith Exner, who was also sleeping with Sam Giancano. And that's a little embarrassing. In fact, they told Bobby Jack Kennedy had to stop doing it, so then Bobby Kennedy picked up with him. You see, we have totally immoral people, unfortunately. The Kennedys, however, I mean, they're charismatic, handsome, dashing, but they were also immoral, and they came from a moral family. Their father was immoral. They were immoral. What we need are people in government who fear God. And until we have that, we're never going to take America back. Anything else you want to say? And I think you're absolutely right about the barbiturate enema. Most people have never heard this story, but the BBC documentary on Marilyn Monroe brought this out beautifully.
That came from John Mitchell before he got out of federal prison years ago.
Okay.
And I consider that a pretty reliable source.
I do as well. Anything else you want to say? We got a full board.
No, I'm just waiting for the next caller and listen to what they got to say.
All right, God bless, and let's go to, let's go to Marilyn calling from San Francisco. Hi, Marilyn. Got a question or comment?
Yeah, I wonder if you've heard anything about this Dominique Strauss-Kahn being either actually guilty or just being set up about the chambermaid and New York City. That sounds...
Oh, you're talking about the chairman of the International Monetary Fund?
Correct.
Yeah, I think he's probably a scoundrel. He's been involved with other forcible sexual escapades, and you know they've just let him off with a slap in the wrist. But of course, this was really pretty flagrant. I mean, chasing this woman down the hall when he was naked. So, he was certainly in a hurry to get out of the United States, get out of Dodge. But you have to understand, Marilyn, we're dealing with immoral people. These are the people who rule the world. We carry a book called Satanic Crimes. It gets into the background of the Bilderbergers and their involvement with pedophilia. In this book, it describes a march held in Belgium. 300,000 people all dressed in white to demonstrate their displeasure with the Bilderbergers, this small group of wealthy people who control the banks and control the world, and nobody ever heard about the White March in Belgium. It's covered in a book we have called Satanic Crimes, and in a four-tape set we have on Satanic Crimes. The people who run the world are evil, and when you understand that, it all makes sense. And this is just another example of it. We have another book called The Franklin Scandal. It goes into the pedophile ring that begins in Boys Town and went right into the White House. Anything else, Marilyn?
Well, the reason I asked Dr. Stan is since we know that these guys are all screwed up and they're all a bunch of perverts, why do you think they're letting this thing go through? I mean, this guy's a powerful guy. I mean, they could also use this. They use sex to set people up, too, like this Assange guy with all these weird things they accused him of, and then it sounds like they backed off on it. But I'm just wondering if Dominique Strauss-Kahn has got some other troubles with him somewhere.
I really can't tell you. All we know right now is what we read in the newspaper. But apparently there were some people there in New York were a little upset about this. And, maybe they'll play it down. They'll let him off. Or who knows what's going to happen. But I think it just goes to show you the total lack of moral conscience. These people head the IMF, the World Bank, the key corporations, the Bilderbergers, the leaders of the CFR, they're all immoral.
Thanks, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Well, let's go to Greg, who's calling from Utah. Hi, Greg, how are you doing? Greg, are you there?
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Today, can you give me some take on that? I'd like to just hang up and let you talk.
Well, I'm afraid that would be about a 20-minute dissertation. Could you maybe call on Wednesday and we could talk a little bit about this charismatic movement? I think these are good people, but I think that sometimes they get a little bit carried away, and especially when they begin to they talk in tongues, and somebody gives somebody else a message for me, and they come to me and say, God told me to tell you, and I really figure if God wants me to do something, he's going to tell me. I'm very, very concerned that there are some very serious spiritual flaws in the charismatic movement, although I think most of these people are wonderful people and they love the Lord. I got to run. We're out of time. God bless.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I would hope that many of you would give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do 5 hours a day. As you know, we do 5 hours a day. Then the weekend we have our program heard on 35 stations. So we do hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you do that by giving us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And first thing you need to do to understand what's going on is to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. Now, we can talk about admiralty law, and we can talk certainly about the fringe on the flag, but my feeling is that a lot of the sovereignty movement, a lot of these things, are brought up as a great diversion. Not that they're not true. But the important thing is you cannot understand anything going on today unless, of course, you understand the secret societies and the fact that there's a conspiracy against God. Once you understand that, everything that's going on today takes on an entirely different form. And the first thing you have to understand is the enemies of freedom always want a controlled opposition that will not be effective. And believe me, you can talk until you're blue in the face about admiralty law and about the flags and about suddenly the 48 flags of stars, whereas the 50 stars. What we need to do is understand there really are secret societies. There is a conspiracy there. And they control the military, they control the banking system, they control the great corporations, they control certainly the educational system, they control the communication system, and we've got to take America back. America is under attack today. We're moving rapidly towards a one-world government and a one-world religion, because behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. And unless we understand that, we cannot be effective in this battle. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get a talk on the forbidden secret, on the dark secret, and get the syllabuses that go along with that. You need, of course, to get my the DVDs on, they're called The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. There are three of them. They're excellent. They're very professionally done. Although I have played a small part in them, why I think that they will help you to better understand what's really going on. The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. And then, of course, you remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. So we ask you to pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Douglas Dietrich. And Douglas, of course, we've talked to in the years past about Pearl Harbor, but he actually was certainly initially in the military, and then he was hired by the military actually to dispose of a lot of their records at the Presidio, and of course he came in contact there with Colonel Michael Aquino, and Colonel Aquino was deeply involved in Luciferianism and Satanism as a officer in the military. And of course this gets into the fact that there is within our military certain people who are deeply involved in Satanism and witchcraft and paganism. In fact, they even have chaplains now, after all, who are witches. And after all, shouldn't the witches have chaplains there? We live in a world gone mad, or do we? Is this the reality of what's really going on today? Is it true, possibly, that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces? Well, that is our contention, and would you agree with that, Douglas? Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. There is definitely an enormous spiritual composition to all of the events that go on in our world. There's certainly no denying that. And I certainly appreciate this wonderful opportunity to speak with your audience about this subject matter. And as always, certainly look forward to seeing as many of the audience as are able to make it to ConspiracyCon. The 11th annual ConspiracyCon will be in Santa Clara at the Marriott. And Dr. Stanley Monteith himself will be there and gracing us with his presence. And we will all have the good fortune of intermingling with as many of you as are able to make it.
Well, I simply point out I'll not be speaking. We will have a booth, and the conspiracy conference is June 4th and June 5th. It's the Marriott Hotel there in San Francisco. Douglas will be speaking. If you'd like to know more about it, you can go to the Internet and look up conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon for conference.com, or call 925 449 6844. That's 925-449-6844. And he will be talking about his experience, certainly working within the military, within this satanic component. To the average individual, Satanism is something you see on television. It's not real. And yet, of course, so many of our major murderers of modern times have been involved in Satanism. Remember the Son of Sam murders? Well, David Berkovich didn't carry out most of the murders. He carried out some of them. He's never denied that. But he was part of a satanic cult that processed Church of the Latter-day Judgment. And, of course, the people in New York and the police were not interested in investigating the satanic cult any more than, of course, all across America and many places. They will investigate this Captain Jeffrey McDonald. A Green Beret doctor has been in prison for 25 years for killing his wife and children. They were killed by members of a satanic cult, but people working with the judicial system, affiliated in one way or another with the movement, kept him there. I mean, one of the Satanists even confessed to the murder. You never hear about it because, of course, they have a tremendous influence certainly over our media as well. So we're going to give Douglas the opportunity to pick up the story. Go right ahead, Douglas.
Yes, sir. Shall I wait until after the commercial break?
Well, if you want to just get started talking, but I guess probably the best thing to do will be wait until the music stops, and then we'll be back in just a moment with Douglas Dietrich.
Sounds good.
Right here at Radio Liberty.
Thank you.
Well, Douglas, you go right ahead.
Yes, sir. When you bring up the satanic crime, such as were committed by Berkovich and such as which the Green Beret sergeant that you speak of was victimized by, in every sense of the word, one of the problems that the police have, and this is my experience with this, I majored in criminology at the City College of San Francisco, as ironically did the founder of the Church of Satan, Anton Zandor LaVey, and what he was doing was avoiding what at that time in the late 1940s was the beginning of the Korean War draft, which a lot of people don't remember. But one of the things that was brought up to me by Colonel Aquino himself, the satanic chaplain at the Presidio Military Base of San Francisco, is that the primary reason for underreporting satanic elements of the crimes is that they do not add materially to the evidence proving the crime, proving the crime or the perpetrator itself. In other words, the presence of occult signs at a crime scene or in a suspect's home are not considered by police departments as integral to the crime itself, which may seem foolish to you and I, but to the police departments, their excuse is that this is like finding a Catholic Saints medal dropped by a bank robber. Would that implicate the Catholic Church? In other words, they just don't want the grief of bringing in a lot of extra paraphernalia that would cloud a crime scene. And as a result, public knowledge of the extent of satanic crime has suffered accordingly. The man who led the police team that raided Colonel Aquino's house, he is actually, in a very real sense, a neighbor of mine, lives on Russian Hill, but that was Inspector Glenn Pamphiloff back in the 1980s, 1986-87 to be exact. And the one person who's not so much affiliated with a lot of credit for leading to breaking some of the important parts of the crimes of child molestation that took place at the Presidio Military Base was the San Francisco sergeant of their intelligence division for the San Francisco Police Department, Sandy Gallant. And she specialized nationally in satanic crimes because of crimes that she had broken in the past, including a voodoo ritual murder in Golden Gate Park, or at least exposed the fact that that it was Santeria voodoo that led to that murder. But in terms of what's going on and why it's so difficult to explain to the public the enormity and the reach of the satanic element, a lot of people just don't understand what's going on because of the very factors that you brought up. It's considered freedom of religion, it's protected constitutionally, and because people are practicing it in the military, it's given a lot of leeway because they're very desperate for manpower and have been since the cessation of the draft in Vietnam. So anytime you want to...
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment here.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Douglas, of course, has been with the military, and then, of course, he worked for the military, and he was simply talking about satanic crimes. There was a gentleman, his name was Colonel Michael Aquino, and apparently he was enlisted in some way or other, affiliated with a program of mass child molestation. What actually happened with those crimes? Was he himself affiliated with it, or were there other people who were affiliated with his coven, or the Temple of Seth, which he established, involved in child pornography and child molestation? And what was the outcome of those investigations? This was about in the 1980s. Go ahead. Go right ahead, Douglas. Douglas, are you there? We lost Douglas Dietrich. We seem to lose him. We every time we have him on, I'm going to have to ask my producer to call him back again. It's important that if we can get our producer to call Douglas back. But Douglas certainly has done a great deal of study on this. This is not a casual situation. This is not a rare situation. There was another man. His name was Manson, Charles Manson. He was affiliated with the with Anton LaVey, who was head of the Church of Satan, and with the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment. And Manson really did have supernatural power. He was able to control the minds of so many of the people who followed him. And of course, he's an old man now, and many of these women will never get out of prison because they followed Charles Manson, who had almost a hypnotic, of course, control over their minds. Well, let's go to Douglas. Douglas, I don't know what happens, but we seem to have that problem whenever we get you on. We lose you, so we'll try to keep right on top of it. Anyway, tell our listeners about certainly Colonel Michael Aquino, and wasn't there some sort of a pedophile ring there operating at the Presidio in San Francisco? What part did he or the Temple of Seth, which he headed, this satanic cult he headed, play in the child molester ring there at the Temple of, at the Presidio?
Yes, sir. At the Presidio Military Base of San Francisco, one of the greatest problems that was happening was many of the children at the daycare center of the Presidio Military Base were coming down with sexually transmitted diseases. This included chlamydia, a variety of herpes zoster, various other STDs, and it was such a wide-ranging variety that it seemed that there were a large amount of culprits. But part of the irony was that, in a very real sense, I was responsible for clearing the Satanic Colonel's earthly reputation of direct commitment of any of these crimes. He certainly was, without a shadow of a doubt, running a satanic ring that was indeed officially recognized, because at that time the artillery foundations for old bunkers that were basically right behind the systems analysis building in the Presidio Military Base of San Francisco served quite publicly as the base's central satanic altar. And near the military intelligence building was what was known as the CDC Records Building, or the Children's Daycare Center Records Building. And the Children's Daycare Center itself was by the Lombard Gate of the Presidio Military Base. And at that time in history, the U.S. Army was responsible for the caring during daycare for an estimated number of almost 100,000 children daily. And what was going on at the Presidio is that with so many of these...
100,000 children, there weren't that many of them. Certainly they weren't all military children being related to people working at the Presidio at that time, or were they?
This was worldwide.
Fine. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And that's because so many women were being accepted into the military, again, due to manpower problems after Vietnam. And so the U.S. Army had a reputation to present to the world as a qualified daycare-providing organization. This was being, of course, undermined incredibly by what was going on at the Presidio Daycare Center. And it turned out that the person responsible for it, which I had known and told to the various organizations that were investigating this atrocity, was Gary Willard Hambright, and he was my high school teacher. I went to a vocational institute. He taught the commercial illustration course where I was learning about advertising art. He kept his child pornography there as so-called art references, so he was able to get away with hiding it in plain sight. He didn't keep it in his home because he didn't have a home. He was a ordained Southern Baptist minister without a pulpit, it needs to be emphasized. And at that time, Colonel Aquino himself was actually physically off the base in Washington, D.C., where he was stationed teaching for the National Defense University and George Washington University, and where he was also awarded honorary professor status, and he also received an extra master's of public administration. He had several degrees, but he was in direct contact with many people who were administering the base. There was indeed a set of underground tunnels built in the old days for in-depth defense in the event of a coastal invasion that led from the daycare center to other buildings in the military base. I was personally ordered by my library operations manager to destroy those records. But what had happened was when the records were investigated by the FBI, the Criminal Investigations Division of the U.S. Army, known as the CID, the Provost Marshal of the San Francisco Presidio Military Base, and the San Francisco Police Department, just amongst many organizations investigating it, suddenly the record center of the Child Development Center was burned to the ground, mysteriously. $500,000 worth blaze damage. And the ATF was brought in to investigate, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. They confirmed it was arson. And the U.S. Army, of course, was very relieved when the culprit was caught, because when I turned in Gary Willard Hambright and he was arrested, that was on, 1987, I believe it was January 5th, and he died on trial. He was indicted. He died on trial of AIDS, and at that time it turned out that almost 500,000 children tested HIV positive. And the U.S. Army way of dealing with this was to transfer the families who were impacted by this atrocity all over to the four corners of the earth. And they transferred them to Okinawa, the Philippines. Subic Bay was still open in the Philippines. Transferred them to Korea. Transferred them to Germany. Transferred them all the way to any end of the earth that they could think of, so that they could avoid the coordination of a lawsuit against the U.S. Army. And they got away with it because this was in the days before the Internet.
Well, now, are you suggesting that all those children were infected there at the Presidio, or were they infected in other daycare centers across the military?
Those who actually investigate or look up on the Internet what was going on at the time of the Presidio child abuse scandal will find that there were many other bases across the United States, Air Force bases, not just Army bases, but other service branches that had acquisitions and activity of child molestation. So this was obviously nationwide. But as someone who was a Department of Defense research librarian, my military service came later, came with the United States Marine Corps in Operation Desert Shield and Desert Storm. But at this time, I was still a civilian working for a civilian branch known as DOD, Department of Defense. But we were on a military base. And it was on that military base that almost, it was well over 400, but it was almost 500,000 children did indeed test HIV positive.
No, I'm sorry, how many children exactly are you, you're talking about a 500,000, 500, or?
Well, to give exact numbers, sir, there were several hundred children. The maximum attendance of the Presidio CDC, the Child Development Center, was 250 children at any one time.
Right.
But this had taken place over many years. So it dwindled down over time to 180 children, because many children became too traumatized to return. And with a steady transfer of families, you had new victims coming in. And again, this man, Gary Hambright, was managing that daycare center for a good half decade. So we're talking about, with the families coming in and out, it ultimately went up to about 500,000 children, a little less than 500,000.
Okay, maybe you have 500 children somewhere. Yes. But that is a disastrous number. I mean, those lives are ruined because there is no cure for HIV. And so these children then were just transferred every place. That was so the military did not have to admit their responsibility for this tragedy?
Yes, sir. And that's how it dealt with many of these kinds of tragedies that were taking place at a much lower intensity at other places in the country. As I said, people who look this up online will find other bases mentioned. I don't have them in front of me in terms of my notes, because my experience personally dealt so much in detail with the records that I was responsible for taking care of.
All right. Now, basically, you were actually then working as a librarian for the military, and your job was to destroy a lot of these records. Is that right?
That is correct, sir. I worked with the incinerator. Of course, I was not the person who set the blaze. That is quite the mystery. But what the ATF concluded was that blaze was arson. shortly after that, another blaze took place because all of those parents who were so victimized and yet were got their transferal orders to leave the Presidio military base to all other corners of the world where the military could think of sending them. They got together on a night of bitter anguish, and they burned down the child daycare center. And this fire left $50,000 in damage in its wake. And it was an example of the base-wide community's outrage. And it was one of the reasons, ultimately, that the San Francisco Presidio military base, even though it was historically and functionally one of the most important military sites on the West Coast, was closed down. And it was that by now the deceased U.S. Congressional Representative Philip Burton, who our federal building, our older federal building in San Francisco is named after, he arranged to turn it into essentially parkland. And it was a very strange situation because even though it's national parkland, they leased out a lot of the private property to private industry.
And sometime after that, Gorbachev set up his foundation there.
Yes, sir.
And I think eventually they moved away, but the Gorbachev Foundation was stationed there at the Presidio for some time. One of the most beautiful spots, really, you'll find in San Francisco. But of course, apparently there were a lot of secrets, and a lot of this involved a man named Michael Aquino, who was a Satanist.
Yes.
A full bird colonel when he retired, and to my knowledge, Michael Aquino is still alive. He is alive, isn't he?
Yes, sir. He is alive and well, and he's expanded his church to other countries in the Commonwealth.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. And, Chris, this is a satanic church. We'll be right back. You go right ahead.
Yes, sir. What happened with...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
star, one star generals who were attracted to this alternative source of spirituality. Because there really is power that you can tap into. You can certainly get personal advancement and promotions. You can actually accomplish all sorts of amazing things by tapping into the supernatural dimension. The problem is that the Holy Scriptures tell us not to do that. In Deuteronomy it says, you know, avoid the astrologers, avoid the people who are into divining, people who are into mediums, the fortune tellers. Avoid this. Why? Because we have this natural tendency to want to know the mysteries, and there's certain things we're not supposed to know, because this can lead you into the other dimension and into powers that we are not intended to have anything to do with, because, of course, they really can accomplish many strange and wonderful things, but at a terrible price as far as the destruction of our souls. Would that be a fair estimate, do you think, Douglas?
Absolutely. Certainly a lot of this sort of gestalt spiritual assertiveness training comes from the ideas of the human potential movement, first popularized by Esalen founder Will Schultz and later by Werner Erhard of S. And they've been so successful at it that when the 911 attacks occurred and the Twin Towers collapsed, one entire floor of one of those buildings of the Twin Towers was owned, or more accurately, rented by the S organization. That's a lot of money. And it comes from the fact that they were able to advance very aggressively by getting a lot of contracts, not only with major corporations who were having them initiate corporate executives into this program, but also government contracts with the U.S. Army. And that's why, in order to get plausible deniability and avoid trouble with people who were practicing Christians in the U.S. Army, Lieutenant Colonel at the time, James Channon, who was kind of like a battering ram for Colonel Aquino, organized and incorporated the 1st Earth Battalion of Wiggy, or Warlocks, as a foundation or a monastery in Santa Fe, New Mexico, on a wholly private and nonprofit basis, so that even though they were heavily influencing the Army and included only U.S. Army members, the 1st Earth Battalion Foundation is considered almost like a private church, a very gray area which infects and infiltrates our Army and manifests in such phenomena as the Kill Club that have manifested in Afghanistan, where you have men who totally outside of legal orders are killing people and adding tattoos to their calves for all of the people that they kill that are civilians out of combat responsibility areas. And this is done not just gratuitously, but as a form of satanic sacrifice.
And I think people really don't understand. This is not imaginary. It's very real, basically, because these special forces had a unit that was studying how you would tap into the supernatural. There's a book called The Men Who Stare at Goats, and George Clooney made a movie out of it. It wasn't a very good movie. But actually, I encountered, and you've heard me tell the story before, but they have a spoon, and that spoon had been bent by Major General Stubblebine the week before when he was visiting Joyce Riley. Just took this spoon and bent the handle. Now, you know, you try to bend the handle on a spoon, that you can't do that. But Major General Stubblebine was able to, because he headed this unit, this Special Forces unit, that had tapped into the other dimension. Actually, I think they even hired Uri Geller to explain to them how you would tap into this supernatural power. Have you ever heard anything like that, Douglas?
Yes, and I've heard how it affects people's minds in such a way that it leaves them scarred for life. What enters them never leaves them. As an example, when Colonel Aquino was in Vietnam, he was working as liaison in his psychological warfare operation, where they would include demonic screams using amplified sound, blaring from helicopters flying over the heads of the North Vietnamese soldiers and Viet Cong in an experiment to disorient them. And after a while, he said he didn't even need the loudspeakers. He could call forth the screams from the other dimension. Well, one of the Special Forces men he worked with was a Master Sergeant by the name of Michael Ramirez, who came back to the United States addicted to heroin and trying to break the habit. He had all kinds of pictures in a shoebox he would pass around the library, show to people like me, who was an employee there, and he was undergoing methadone treatment at the Letterman Army Medical Center on base, and the photos were all of women he had beheaded or mutilated or killed in Vietnam. Well, it turns out that one of the people he had always shown those photos to was Richard Ramirez, who later on became known as the Night Stalker, his cousin. And
really, I had no idea. It's a small world, Sidney. He was another one of those who killed so many people in the Los Angeles area, deeply involved in Satanism.
Yes, sir.
We'll never talk about it. We'll be back in just a moment. This is fascinating, Doug. Douglas, did you ever run into a gentleman named Jolly West? He was a Dr. Jolly West. He worked for the military. He was into these mind control things. He was also into this false memory syndrome bit. Of course, these children who had been actually satanically abused by their parents, and of course they would have these memories that they would say, oh no, that's a false memory syndrome. Did you ever run into Jolly West?
No, sir. I haven't had the dubious honor. I'm not quite sure which side he falls on.
He would be on the other side, but go right ahead. I'm just asking. You know, he was a frequent visitor. I see a fellow that was on actually in death row. His name was Timothy McVeigh. But go right ahead with what you have. I just wanted to check if you'd run into him. I wouldn't be surprised if you had, but basically, of course, you were able to help expose this child sex ring, a child abuse ring, so this gentleman was actually arrested, and then he died while on trial, you said?
That's correct. Gary Willard Hambright, my high school teacher, and as I said, an ordained Southern Baptist minister without a pulpit, and it's important to emphasize he was not affiliated with any church at that time, but was simply being given some, out of charity, some housing at a church. Obviously, it was impossible to sequester his child pornography in that church, so that's why he kept it at the school. And when I was able to prove that he kept these materials within the San Francisco Unified School District's property, then his crimes fell under the jurisdiction of the city and county of San Francisco. So he was taken down by the SFPD, and that at least put an end to the internecine and interdepartmental infighting that had been going on for 2 years in terms of investigating this child abuse scandal, because it was so monumental, it was taking that long just to argue jurisdiction. And at that time, we had over 800 officers in the Task Force Delta network that distributed First Earth Battalion materials through the Army chain of command. And Task Force Delta is definitely an officially recognized organization. Members communicate via the Army computer network known as DeltaNet, the official designator of the U.S. Army Delta Force Computer Conference, an electronic mail network. It has over 1,000 members who call themselves the tribe. And I would hear that term again and again and again by people who actually had been convicted of pedophilia.
Hold that thought.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Douglas was right on the front lines of this battle, and he helped to expose this child's sex ring there at the Presidio and led actually eventually to the closing down of their Presidio. It was very embarrassing for the military to realize that at their child care center was this pedophile ring and involving child sexuality and child molestation. Well, Douglas was involved. He was working basically for the military, but as a librarian, and his job was, of course, to destroy a lot of these files, which I'm sure he did, but at least he had some idea what was going on there in the military. How long did you work as a civilian for the military?
I worked for 8 years with the Department of Defense at the Presidio Military Base, served in Operation Desert Shield and Desert Storm, and returned to serve another 2 years as a DOD librarian, or what they called a military reference technician, until the closure of the base in 1994. And tragically, that horrible, just apocalyptic child abuse scandal wasn't the only scandal that led to the closure of the base. There was an abortive assassination attempt that was trying to be arranged, that people were attempting to arrange on base at the time against, at that time he was simply governor of Arkansas, William Jefferson Clinton, who was running for president. But that was totally exposed. The whole thing fell apart. But it was just one of many scandals. The base was a hot zone of that kind of activity because you had a lot of retired veterans who were taking advantage of the military hostel system, meaning that they could stay on the military base, use the military airlift command for pennies on the dollar to travel all over the world, doing essentially illegal mercenary work, come back, stay in the hostels on the base, because they were really kind of homeless. And these were professional snipers, other men. But that kind of diverges from the issue. The real issue was that when Colonel Aquino decided that he was going to temporarily retire from the military, that was around in the 1980s, and he was actually ordered to come back by the U.S. military. And so from 1980 to 1986, while he was teaching at Golden Gate University in San Francisco, which still advertises all over the city of San Francisco today, and they use some of the advertisements that he actually designed, he actually was called back around 1986, and that's when he went to serve in Washington, D.C. with the National Defense University after coming back to the Presidio for a short while to reestablish his satanic chaplaincy. But the point of all that is that when he retired in about 1980, he got, at that time, Lieutenant Colonel James Channing to represent the military in full uniform. And this Channing, who represented the 1st Earth Battalion, the Task Force Delta think tank, he was put on loan to a dozen other government agencies, including the Los Angeles and Seattle Police Department, ironically, to investigate satanic crime. Now, this is where you get that phenomena where that sergeant in the Green Berets, whose family was murdered by Satanists, winds up in jail himself. It's thanks to this kind of twisted injustice. And he went on to explain First Earth concepts, and he had official permission to speak in uniform on television and national radio featurette. And until 1980, he was assigned to Fort Lewis near Seattle to work with advanced weapon technology concerning psychotronic weapons. So, yes, we very much live in an inside-out and topsy-turvy world in the U.S. military. And I was taken by Colonel Aquino shortly before he went to Washington down to see where some of these Satanists were practicing in the desert with occult warfare. This was at the National Training Center at Fort Irwin. I was liaison to Colonel Aquino. I was assigned to find a lot of grimoires for him through the OCLC, the Online Cataloging and Library Cooperation Program. And these grimoires came from literally refrigerated glass casings in museums or universities all across the United States so that he could bring them to the library. They couldn't leave the library. He could bring them to the library, and he could use them there to invoke, bind, and ensorcel various demonic entities. But when I was taken out into the desert, the National Training Center at Fort Irwin, it occupies an area about the size of Rhode Island, close to the California-Nevada border. And you know, we had to visit by disembarking at Norton Air Force Base near San Bernardino, California. But it's very near Devil's Gate in what's known as an arroyo, a desert kind of landscape formation.
Sounds very appropriate then for what was going on there, the Devil's Gate.
Yes, sir. And that's where Jack Parsons, who is the only satanic sorcerer to have a crater named after him on the moon, appropriately enough on the dark side, he was a member of Aleister Crowley's OTO, or Ordo Templo Orientalis.
Now, for the people who don't know Jack Parsons, is it?
Yes, sir.
Parsons actually was the head of NASA for a number of years, and up until the time he died. And there are strong occult influences within NASA. Would you agree with that, Douglas?
Oh, I know that for a fact, sir. As a matter of fact, NASA still celebrates the spirit of Jack Parsons by celebrating June 17th, which is the day that he died in a very mysterious mercury fulminate explosion. He died in 1952.
1952?
Yes, sir, okay. If I remember.
Okay, fine. I thought he'd been around after that. But anyway, he was the leader of NASA. Now, well, basically, does this First Earth Battalion still exist today? Does this Task Force Delta still exist within the military today?
Yes, sir. And as a matter of fact, you know, it continues to rear its ugly head during such incidents as what occurred in Somalia with Black Hawk Down, which they made the movie about. And in that film, for instance, They show a heroic U.S. Army Ranger by the name of Danny Grimes. Danny Grimes is a fictional name. The real character that they're portraying is a monster by the name of Sergeant Stubby Stebbins. And Stebbins is spending the rest of his life at Fort Leavenworth in the brig, the military brig, for being a practicing Satanist who spent a lot of his off time raping children. And Black Hawk Down itself was a genuine tragedy. A military Rangers unit was left on a string out in the open, and the United Nations armored column that was supposed to break in and rescue them in Somalia was commandeered or run by a bunch of Pakistani Muslims, and they refused to go in and fight other Muslims. So the Rangers were left hanging, and they literally had to fight their way out. That's what the movie was about. But one of the men who survived was no hero. That was Sergeant Stubby Stebbins, who's in Fort Leavenworth.
There was some talk, and I don't know if there's any truth to it, but I do know that there was a special forces unit that was actually sent in into Waco to finish off the Davidians. They wanted to end it, and all the Davidians were, of course, shot in the back of the head. There's a film we have called Waco New Revelation, where two people from special forces talk about this special forces unit that actually killed the Davidians. I talked to Clive Doyle's mother. Clive Doyle leads the Davidians today. I talked to his mother. She told me that she had actually, a friend of hers had actually carried on a conversation who'd witnessed the execution of the Davidians. They were all then hauled back into the building that was burned down, and so many of them had bullets in the back of their head. But some people said that unit was sent to Somalia. Did you ever hear anything about that?
I've heard vague rumors concerning that. That was right towards the end of my career with any connection to being able to access this kind of information. I know for a fact that one of the things that did occur was when the ATF raided the Branch Davidian compound, that after two of the ATF officers entered the compound, one of them was actually seen on footage, which was some footage that I was ordered to destroy because this was actually sent to the military, which was very bizarre in and of itself because we are talking about a police operation. Has nothing to do with the military or shouldn't have anything to do with the military, but the military became involved because they called them in for two reasons. They called them in to use armored personnel carriers, and they called them in also to use a very lethal form of tear gas, which hadn't been used since the Vietnam War. It was so lethal because not only did it cause permanent brain damage, but it was also highly combustible. So it was outlawed for use in warfare by over 100 nations, and certainly the United Nations, for what it's worth.
Was called CV gas, as I remember. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your input. I couldn't have gotten that out without you.
Well, we're a great team. But anyway, tell us about this film footage. I'd be fascinated.
Yes, sir. What happened was when two of the ATF officers got into the Branch Davidian compound, one of the ATF officers behind him, for whatever reason, pulls out a grenade, pulls the plug, and throws it in after him and blows him. He basically frags him. And as a result, of course, since they're, like, lethally injured, then suddenly the ATF has this all-out excuse to go postal, and they just start firing all out. And then the operation becomes increasingly militarized, but it becomes also very serialized. The FBI starts doing things like playing loud sounds of demonic screams, just the way Aquino used to play over the heads of the Viet Cong. They start playing the sounds of slaughtered animals, slaughtered rabbits in particular, to torment the people in the compound. And a lot of people don't know for a fact. Well, for instance, I had a girlfriend. Her name shouldn't be spoken on the air, but she was a member of the Branch Davidian Church. She was en route to Waco when the siege took place, and she couldn't enter the compound because at that point it was cordoned off. But she had many friends who died there who were of her same ethnicity. She happened to be Serbian. And the constitution of the Waco Branch Davidian compound population was many ethnicities, many from New Zealand, many from Australia. A large amount of them were Yugoslav or Serb. A lot of people don't know that. So they were people from all over the world. And the reason for that is Branch Davidian is a branch or a schism from Seventh-day Adventism. And the largest population of Seventh-day Adventists in the world, percentage-wise, is in Vojvodina of Serbia, an autonomous region. It's kind of like their version of Utah, like what Utah is for Mormonism. That section of Serbia is for Seventh-day Adventism. And she had relatives who died there. And she became quite radicalized and went back to Serbia to take part in the Balkan Secession Wars. Timothy McVeigh became quite radicalized because one of the armored personnel carriers he had used in Iraq as a U.S. Army serviceman was seen at the Waco compound. He knew his own armored personnel carrier. He knew the markings. He knew the distinct markings that had been placed on it by himself and his unit back in the days of the Gulf War that I was in. And he saw that used to mow down people over at Waco because they were pushing people back into the flames. They were using the armored personnel carriers to prevent people from escaping the flames. And then, more than likely, yes, a special unit force would have shot whoever was surviving in the back. That would not surprise me at all. At the end of that conflagration, the flames were so hot that the Branch Davidian flag, which was the Star of David, burst into flames spontaneously because the heat from the flames ran up the flagpole, and they were just so hot that the Branch Davidian Star David just burst into spontaneous flame, and the ATF ran its own flag up in its place, like they had just conquered Iwo Jima. It was a very, very bizarre, very militarized operation.
It really is. It was a great tragedy. What's going on? Do you have any knowledge today, or really, of course, your knowledge that really sort of ends what, in the mid-1990s, or have you been able to track this occult movement within the modern-day military? Because this is rather frightening. I think most Americans are coming from a Christian or a Christian semblance point of view. And to understand there really are these dark spiritual forces within our military is a frightening thing to contemplate. Isn't there any opposition to this within the hierarchy of the military?
Well, one of the people who reported Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino as one of the molesters was a Christian chaplain's daughter who was a primary target for such molestation and satanic attack. They always referred to my high school teacher, Gary Willard Hambright, as Mr. Gary, but they used to refer to Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino as Mikey. So he was identified there, even though he was never physically there. So whether he was there in some kind of occult presence or whatnot is open to theological discussion, but children were able to identify him. Very frightening, very unusual. What I can tell you is that since that time, I could only tell you that my time in the Marine Corps, I saw an enormous amount of diabolism because we're becoming more and more after the cessation of the draft, in which many people from all walks of life, the vast majority of them Christian, were forced into military circumstances. With the cessation of the draft and the desperate need for manpower, more and more people are entering the military who would otherwise be in prison. So the military population begins to resemble the dynamic of a prison population, with white nationalists, black nationalists, Latin American or Cholo revanchists, who are using diabolism to identify themselves in a gang manner. And these are what in Mexico are known as narco-satanistas. Like at the Matamoros cult in Mexico across the border that killed some Americans in their satanic sacrifices, the narco-satanista kind of mentality or prison mentality of the diabolic tattoos, the 666 and a clover leaf. By the way, Colonel Michael Aquino had 666 tattooed on his forehead, but at any rate,
basically, Douglas, certainly diabolism, this is devil worship.
Yes, sir.
We do know, of course, there have been uncovered a couple of mass graves in Texas down close to the border, just on the other side. And I know one of them had 40 or 50 graves. Another one had over 100 graves of people who had been tortured and murdered, and they just uncovered those recently. Have you heard these incredible stories? And nobody ever mentions the satanic element behind this.
Well, no one ever mentions the fact that the Mexican army was in New Orleans shortly after Katrina during the confusion either. I mean, we've got Mexican military crossing the border regularly. One of the reasons why is because the narco-satanistas are a major problem that is, and the U.S. government is so undermanned in terms of being able to deal with them, they actually allow the Mexican military to cross, hoping that the Mexican military will help put some control on these gangs. But it's basically a hopeless cause. This is Santeria or voodoo at its most vicious being manifest, and we see that more and more in the military as you get a lot more of the Cholo gang type members who are also in the military, as well as normal, of course, Catholic, mostly Latin Americans. That goes without saying. And so my point is that as we become more and more strapped for manpower, and they accept people who would never have qualified during draft age time, during the times that we had a draft and could pick and choose who we wanted in the military. Nowadays, you get more and more of a prison culture. And when I was in the military, in the Marine Corps, that's why we never trained with live ammunition. Every bit of ammunition, we played laser tag. We had laser harnesses, laser tag, incredibly expensive, utterly ridiculous. But we were never allowed live ammunition in training. Firing blanks all the time was the closest we came to it quite a bit. Sometimes some live ammo, so rare and under such spectacularly controlled conditions as to make it almost worthless. And the reason why was because they knew once we were given live ammunition, we would do what they do in prison. And in prison, when they have a riot, they don't kill the guard, they don't kill the warden, because they need them for negotiations. When prison riots occur, they kill each other. And that's what happened in the U.S. military during Operation Desert Storm. Over 300 men died in Desert Storm. Almost 100% of them, other than for a few that were killed by a Scud missile, about nine of them, including one woman, were killed behind the lines by a Scud missile. Maybe about 20 Marines got killed at Al-Kafir when the Iraqis made a counterattack. Other than that, the vast majority of about 300, 350 men were killed by each other, just like in a prison riot.
Well, now, why would that be? With
gang mentality. Ethnic gangs suddenly given guns. They go on each other, and very hard to control. Very hard to control. That's why all the training with no live ammo whenever possible. That's why millions of dollars invested in laser tag. And it's a disturbing situation, but that's how bad it's become. In a prison-like environment like that, that's how men like Patrick Tillman, volunteer, wind up getting fragged in the back by a bunch of Satanists who don't want to advance when he's trying to leave them on the field in Afghanistan. And the U.S. government did everything it could to hide that, specifically the U.S. Army.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Douglas to wrap up the program. Well, Douglas, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. What I'd like to emphasize is that I'm hoping...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends, use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades...
More information, go to conspiracycon.com, and Douglas will be talking. I will simply have a table there, but these are the things you must understand to understand the, what's really going on behind the world, the scenes today. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. And the last thing they want, of course, for the average American to understand is that many people in key dimensions at every level of our government, whether it be the military, the banking, the International Monetary Fund, the Bilderbergers, are all tied into the occult. God bless you. Talk to you later. Thanks so very much for being with us, Douglas.
Thank you, sir. And look me up on Facebook, facebook.com/Douglas Duane Dietrich.
One more time, get your address out there.
Yes, sir. That's facebook.com/Douglas Duane Dietrich, middle name spelled D-U-A-N-E. Thanks so much, sir. God bless you and your audience.
Thank you so much. Well, this is Dr. Stan. This time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there across America and you agree with me, we're involved in a spiritual battle being carried out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, financial, educational, but it is basically a spiritual battlefield. Why, we hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because you're going to hear things here you will never hear elsewhere on radio. And we have about over 60 outlets every single week. We just picked up the two stations there in Utah. We need to reach the people of Utah, good people, and help them understand what's going on. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to join, of course, please pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on the forbidden secret and my talk on the dark secret. And there's syllabuses that go with both of those talks that will help you to understand what's going on. My job is to help you learn about the spiritual aspect of the battle that's taking place. Because behind the Bohemian Grove, behind Skull and Bones, behind the Council on Foreign Relations of the Bilderbergers and the Club of Rome and the Trilateral Commission are powerful spiritual forces. Another excellent source of information is a 2-4-CD set. There are 4 CDs in each one, called The Illuminati, Part 1, Part 2. They're put together by our good friend, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. They're available only by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. What is the Illuminati? Does it still exist? In what form does it exist? What form did it exist? And why do people think it's so important today? And why is there a strange emblem on the back of the dollar bill? An incomplete pyramid, capped by a glorified eye in a triangle that hovers over the top of the pyramid with 13 steps on it. You need to get the information. You need to get the DVD set. It's called The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. You can get any one of them separately, but I suggest you get all three at a reduced cost. And it's vitally important that you have the information, and then you help us get the information out across America while there's still time. And so again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Your job is to help us get the information out, to reach others, to encourage them to listen to Radio Liberty. And then, of course, to try to convince them that they should pray for America, pray for revival, because if we don't have revival, we lose America. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.